2 weeks after Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico, the island's power grid remains in shambles. Authorities say it will take months to fully restore electricity. In a moment, we're going to hear from the New York Power Authority, which is helping with the recovery efforts. But first, we're joined by Jose Roman Morales in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He is president of Puerto Rico's Energy Commission, which regulates the island's electric power authority, known as PREPA. Commissioner, from what you know right now, what is the state of Puerto Rico's power grid? How many people are still without power?
Well, there's a substantial amount of citizens without power. We're talking about the latest number that I had, up to 90% of the island without power.
Up to 90% of the island. So millions of people without power still.
Yes, that is correct.
And do you have a sense at this point of how long it's going to take to restore the power?
I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that. I mean, the utility is working as diligently as possible. The Army Corps of Engineers is here as well as FEMA, and they are all working to get energize the island back.
So why did Puerto Rico have such a catastrophic failure of its power grid as a result of Maria?
One thing to always remember is that Maria was a very strong hurricane. Now, there were some issues before the hurricane. There were some maintenance issues that PREPA had. For example, there was a lot of backlog on the tree trimming. And obviously that creates problems. Without a storm, any branch that make contact with the line will create issues. And with a storm, once the trees start falling or the branches start falling or the debris start going everywhere, then you're going to have a problem with the transmission lines as well as the distribution system.
So there's the issue of trees falling on the lines. What about the strength of the lines themselves? Could they have been stronger before the storm?
There was a maintenance issue. PREPA was on a reactive maintenance mode, not in a proactive maintenance mode that typically is what you want to be in. The issues with liquidity, had issues with personnel to be able to provide that preventive maintenance. If that would have been implemented on time, it would probably have helped, but I do not have the answer because I do not want to presume something that wasn't a fact.
How did PREPA get into so much debt?
It's years of happening. Their basic rates or the bill wasn't raised since 1989. And as long as there were a lot of sales of electricity, of the commodity, then you have a robust business. But once industry started leaving the island and the economy of the island started changing, the economies of PREPA were not the same. PREPA started issuing bonds to either finance capital improvements and in some cases might have financed operational costs. And that in 2014, when PREPA's credit was downgraded, then PREPA didn't have any more access to the capital markets at a reasonable price.
Well, do you think that Puerto Rico is going to rebuild its grid in the way that it should rebuild its grid and is going to have the money to do that?
I don't want to get into hypotheticals because right now we are in the phase of trying to get on the emergency. So we are on the phase of making sure that the critical loads, that the hospitals and have energy. And we're still working towards that. The commission is committed to making sure that the grid is built so that it's a modernized grid and a resilient grid that is a 21st century grid. That is something that the commission is committed to doing and overseeing.
That's Jose Roman Morales, who is president of Puerto Rico's Energy Commission. Thank you for joining us, and good luck in getting power back to the people of Puerto Rico.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, joining us now is Gil Quiñones, who is the president and CEO of the New York Power Authority, which has a team in Puerto Rico to assess the situation and help reconstruct the grid. Gil, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And you visited Puerto Rico shortly after the devastation caused by Maria. What did you see there when it comes to the power grid?
Yes, we did that on September 22nd under the leadership of Governor Cuomo, who decided right off the bat to go to Puerto Rico and help when he received a request from Governor Rosselló of Puerto Rico. And we saw a lot of damage, mostly on the transmission and distribution system. And, you know, it's really more stark when you see it in person rather than through TV or cable.
Now, you say the transmission and distribution system. Do you mean basically that there are a lot of power lines down?
Correct. There are a lot of power lines down. There are sections of the city during our visit in San Juan that was completely flooded. And, you know, we left 10 New York Power Authority experts and 2 Department of Environmental Conservation drone pilots to help in the damage assessments. Since then, Governor Cuomo asked us to add, which we did. We added another 10 experts, generation, transmission, distribution, power experts from the Power Authority to work side by side with the employees of PREPA, the utility in Puerto Rico, and also lately the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So we're a resource. We provide technical operational expertise and troubleshooting expertise to both PREPA and the Army Corps.
Is there any problem with generation in Puerto Rico at this point?
Generation suffered some damage, but relative to the transmission and distribution, minimal damage.
Is there anything that they could have done to be better prepared for a major hurricane when it comes to the power lines? Because you can't really put them underground, right? That you would have faced the same problem because of flooding.
That's correct. Although what we hope as they rebuild the lines, just like how we did it in New York, when we built back the grid on Long Island and the New York City metro area, we made sure that they were going to be built much stronger and more modernized so that it can withstand similar events in the future. So we hope that the federal government will fund a not only a restoration, but really a hardening, rebuilding, and modernization of the grid in Puerto Rico.
So no more wooden power poles?
Well, there still could be, but there are many techniques to harden the grid. Stronger cross arms, bundling of the conductors, sectionalizing portions of the grid. So there are many techniques. You could put underground certain select part of the circuit. So things that we did here in New York post-Sandy, those things should be considered in Puerto Rico.
How different is what happened in New York after Sandy and what's going on in Puerto Rico post-Maria when it comes to the power grid?
There are similar things and there are differences. I would say the similar thing, for example, Long Island has about 3.5 million people also, very similar to Puerto Rico in terms of land area and type of grid. It's very similar. But in New York, we suffered more flooding, coastal flooding, than Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico suffered a lot more wind damage because Maria stayed longer and it was a Category 4 hurricane that kind of lingered and really damaged transmission towers and a lot of distribution poles and substations, etc.
Is there anything that could happen in New York that could cause power to go out for as long as we're seeing in Puerto Rico?
I don't believe so. You know, we have done the hardening and the rebuilding here in New York. Of course, you know, you can never predict this severe weather events nowadays, but we have been rebuilding. We have been building our systems back better here in New York. So hopefully we're better prepared.
That's Gil Quiñones, who heads the New York Power Authority. He and his team are helping Puerto Rico rebuild their electric grid. Gil, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.